From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. For decades, feminist activists and lawmakers have fought to pass the Equal Rights Amendment. First proposed in 1923, the measure was intended to guarantee equal rights under the law for Americans, regardless of gender. But it wasn't until 1972 that Congress finally gave it the green light and submitted it to the states for ratification. Now that's when the amendment hit a snag. It fell three states shy of enactment in 1982 and was never added to the U.S. Constitution. These days, there's a new push to change that. But why now and what's to gain? Adela Moore heads 4ERA.org, which supports the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. She joins us by phone from Atlanta. Adela, good to have you on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I guess the basic question is, aren't women's rights already protected? Why go back in time and try to ratify this?
Well, women's rights are not protected. Sex is not a suspect class like race, and women laws that are there to protect women against sex discrimination are simply not working. Right now, there's a case where 1.6 million women are suing Walmart for sex discrimination. This is the largest class action lawsuit in the history of our country. So clearly, laws are not protecting women from being discriminated against in the workplace. If the ERA was ratified and put in our Constitution, then sex, like race, would be a suspect class.
Now, what is your strategy in trying to put this issue back on the table?
Well, we work on a three-state strategy based on a legal opinion issued in the middle of the 1990s that says that if we can get three more states to ratify the ERA, that we can go back to Congress and have a good argument for removing the time limit on the ERA and asking Congress to finish the ratification of the ERA. Congress has the power to promulgate an amendment, and that means that once it's ratified, it can go back to Congress. They can discuss it and decide. So that is our strategy, to get three additional states that have never ratified the ERA to ratify it.
Who are you targeting? What states?
Well, there are 15 states that never ratified the ERA. And, you know, you only have to look at a map to know that most of these states have always had problems with discrimination. They are mainly in the Southeast. We also have Utah, Arizona, and Nevada. But pretty much down the Atlantic coast and across to Louisiana and Arkansas. We're targeting all of the states, but we've been most successful in Illinois. Their House of Representatives passed the ERA in 2003. We had a very large campaign in Arkansas this spring. We have resolutions in Missouri and Florida and Arizona, and there's a possibility another state will also introduce. So over the last few years, the ERA resolutions being introduced in state legislatures has increased dramatically. In fact, there's been more activity surrounding the ERA this spring than at any time since 1982. And besides states looking at ratification resolutions, North Dakota, a state that ratified the ERA in 1975, recently passed unanimously a resolution recommitting to its previous ratification of the ERA. So I think there's a lot of interest in this issue.
I remember part of the fight over the ERA, and it became quite ugly at certain points. Oh, feminists are going to take over the world, and a lot of rhetoric around feminism and around what were perceived as negative activities on the part of women who were overstepping their boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still a issue in this whole debate?
Well, you know, women aren't monolithic. You know, women take action in various ways. Our organization, we don't really consider our organization a women's organization because we have men who are members and women. This is about equality of the genders, and it affects men as well as women. We have a T-shirt that says it's not a feminist issue, it's a fairness issue. And so, indeed, in the past, I think during the 1970s, women taking action in various ways. Some of them worked, some of them didn't. But I think that women today are in a different position. They understand advocacy. They understand mobilizing and fundraising in a different way than they did in the 1970s. We're more savvy with the political process, I believe, than we were in the 1970s. So we know about going, we know how to advocate and move issues through legislatures and through Congress, I think, in a more educated and informed way than we were in the 1970s.
Well, we'll certainly keep a look on your actions. Adela, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Adela Moore is the founder of 4ERA.org, which supports the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment.